On University of Central Arkansas Week, healthcare workers can be exposed to many different things during their work. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Denise Demers, Associate Professor in the Department of Health Sciences, finds ways to make the best workers for the future.
As health profession educators, we know that it is important to prepare students to work in a wide variety of situations. During this pandemic, we are well aware of the varying dynamics in which healthcare workers are exposed. With this complexity, it is essential for students to learn collaborative methods that enhance our healthcare system. Over the course of two semesters, we met with other campus and community service leaders in an intersection of both interprofessional education and service learning to create a campus-wide service learning event where more than 300 Special Olympic athletes and their families arrived on campus to attend a unified sports weekend. This event allowed students to develop the necessary skills, attitudes, and behaviors that promote patient-centered care in team-based models. We were interested to know whether students who engaged in an interprofessional service learning project were more confident in working together, were less apprehensive of working with individuals with disabilities, and if they felt they learned more in the classroom or at such an event. The weekend event included opening ceremonies, athletic competitions, a health promotion event, as well as health screenings where students from three different health-centered departments shared ideas and developed various activities. Using a qualitative interview technique, we found that students indeed did feel more confident working with other health professions. They also felt more at ease working with people with disabilities. Lastly, nearly all students felt like this interprofessional service learning project provided a more robust and better learning environment than a traditional classroom.
That was Denise Demers of Central Arkansas University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.